Hello and welcome back to Insanely Chill. It's me, Cody, here. This is, you know, the host of this podcast. It's me, Cody. That probably takes the cake for the worst intro I've ever done. That was bad. I never, it's so hard for me to start this. If you've been listening from the very beginning, I used to say that every single time, and it still reigns true. It's so hard for me to start this podcast. I never know what to say, never know how loud I should be talking, you know? I don't know if people are just in their cars and they turn this shit on and they I don't know if they want to hear, hey, what's up? Like 80 decibels louder than they thought it was going to be. Hey, what's up? Welcome to the podcast. People are like, yo, chill. Or, you know, would you rather, hey, what's up? What's good? Welcome back to the podcast. I'm wearing my headphones right now, but I fucking hate it. I'm ditching them. We're going bareback, baby. No headphones. So what's up? You know what? I like them better on. It's always such a weird thing when you do a podcast by yourself. I don't need to hear myself. I don't need to have the headphones on because there's nobody else to talk to. I guess in person you don't really either. I did Ry Doon and Brandon Calvillo's podcast last week, and they were pretty bare bones in terms of equipment. So and I'm not ripping on you. You do what you can with what you got. But we were just holding mics and just having a conversation, which I guess maybe makes for a better conversation. I also don't know how other people do their podcasts. So like what equipment they use. I don't even know why I have this shit or why I chose the equipment that I do. So I'm just saying you do what you can with what you got. And I'm still not sure whether or not I like wearing headphones while I'm recording this. No idea. Anyways, fucking boring. Happy day to you. I was going to say Tuesday, but it's not Tuesday. I make that mistake every goddamn time. Happy Wednesday to you. It's Tuesday for me right now. I got some very bad news. Taco Tuesday has been permanently canceled. Not like generally. I just mean for me, for my group of friends and I. Taco Tuesday is no more. RIP to Taco Tuesday. RIP TT. RIP TT. It's sad, man. It is. Here, you know what? I feel like I gotta play some fucking... Oh, god damn it. I forgot to turn the Wi-Fi off. Every episode. I feel like I need to play some sort of sad piano. Oh, great. Cool. Yeah, no. Play an ad from fucking Google. Taco Tuesday. We barely knew ye. Remember the first Taco Tuesday? Went over to the girl's place. They make guacamole. They made ground turkey, which I thought was a little bit weird, right? I mean, when's the last time you had a turkey taco? I don't know. But, I mean, they were good nonetheless, well-seasoned. Chips. I had one too many Coronas, you know? And it was fun, you know? It was almost like we didn't know what we had. But we knew we had something. You know, so we had the next one. And it was good. I hosted it. And I poured my heart and soul into it. I did. You know, went shopping. I made guacamole too. Homemade. I made shrimp tacos. Because that's a little bit more normal than ground turkey. Again, when's the last time you ever had a turkey taco? I want to know that, actually. Text me. But anyways. You know, and we drank beer. And we had a merry time. A few less people showed up. Unfortunately, but regardless, still a good group of friends. We shared laughs. We had a good time. Fast forward a week. Adam decides to cancel. I gave him shit for it on my podcast. Even though he didn't really deserve it, but I still gave him shit. The next week, he comes through. He hosts the shit out of it. But alas, a couple more people didn't show up. We still had a good time, but it was different, you know? It just wasn't the same. Fast forward to this week. Someone offers to host it out of our group of friends. And we all say, yeah, that's great. I would like to do Taco Tuesday again. Yesterday, I checked in to confirm, hey guys, TT still on for tomorrow? Adam, out of nowhere, comes through and says, hey man, I think doing it weekly is a little bit too big of a commitment. And it feels a little forced at this point. Why don't we forget about Taco Tuesday and just host more fun, spontaneous activities as a group? Come on. You're going to cancel it permanently? What the fuck is that shit? You canceled... Now, I don't want you guys going to his Instagram. This must be so fucking confusing for any people who are new at listening to this. There's been a whole Taco Tuesday saga on the podcast. And, you know, as you know, Adam hosted it or canceled and then he hosted it. He came through. And then last episode, I was like, go give him compliments on his Instagram. And like 400 of you commented on his picture. And we're like, yo, glad you came through. Amazing tacos. Well, this week, he fucking canceled it permanently. Permanently. Pop the P there. Permanently. Kid you not, dude. This is the text that he sent yesterday to the group. He said... Wait, one second. One fucking second. Jesus Christ. What was the group? Oh, yeah. We have a group. We have a group chat called Jewel Nation because someone has a jewel and we're all kind of obsessed with it. But don't smoke. Nicotine's bad for you. God damn it. Where was it? God damn it. Weekly. I see. Now I got to turn on the fucking Wi-Fi. Sorry, guys. Sorry. Wait, stay tuned because this text is actually... this is very, very relevant to the story. And... kind of think Taco Tuesday has run its course as a weekly thing. Feeling forced at this point. We should all just host spontaneous cool events more often. Tomorrow, let's go bowling. Let's go bowling. Bowling. Now, I like bowling. I actually do. And so I'm down. I'm down for it. I was very down. But I can't believe it. I can't believe he can't. What do you mean? This is a whole thing. This is a part of our life now. I asked you guys to have Taco Tuesday and report back to me with how yours went. And now all of a sudden, I'm just not going to be having them anymore. And it was kind of winding down. And I think the most fucked up part is he's right. He's right. It does feel forced at this point. It feels forced to do it as a weekly thing. You know, people kept canceling and things just kept coming up. And man, sometimes you just don't know what you have until it's gone. But by the way, this is not Adam's fault at all. Please don't go to his Instagram and comment some weird shit again. Let's make sure that doesn't... He thought it was funny, but let's not make that a regular thing, all right? Like I said a couple episodes ago, don't blow my fucking spot. You know, just... I like you guys, me and you here talking, me talking to you, but don't blow up my fucking spot. Don't go to his Instagram and comment some weird shit. Go follow him if you want. But let's keep him out of this. It wasn't his fault. I think Taco Tuesday did kind of run its course, and it's sad, you know? All good things must come to an end. It's just... God, it's just, you know, we had so many good times. Guacamole, homemade. I made fajita mix that one time. The ground turkey, which, again, you know, I keep thinking back to that. It's like, why turkey out of everything? Do Mexicans eat turkey? Is that a... Never had a turkey taco. It's weird. It's like, I don't know. But it was good. Sorry, I'll stop talking about the turkey tacos. Anyways, in remembrance of Taco Tuesday, I got two really, really funny DMs. Now, I asked you guys, as I said before, I asked you guys to do a Taco Tuesday and report back to me with how it went. And so I got two really funny DMs that I'm going to read. Actually, fucking hilarious DMs that I'm going to read. You know, you'd think I'd keep these in a separate folder or something, but I just don't. I just screenshot them and go, you'll remember where it is. And then I got all the fucking phone full of shitty pictures to look through here. Let's see. Okay. This is it right here. This is from a girl, Kat Sod. Sorry, one second. Hydrating a little bit. She goes, Cody, all caps, Cody, I want to have a Taco Tuesday, but my neighbor's house exploded. And now my house is kind of ruined. But as soon as I get back in, just wait, I will have the best Taco Tuesday. You fuck, by the way, like you're actually my favorite YouTuber. I don't know. I don't want to know what to say, but thanks for being funny. That's what her DM said. Her neighbor's house exploded. You'd think she wouldn't really gloss over that. She's like, yo, just letting you know, I would love to host Taco Tuesday, and I will host it again as soon as my house is repaired from exploding. Her neighbor's house fucking exploded, and hers is ruined from that as well. And she's still dedicated to hosting Taco Tuesday. That's what I'm talking about, baby. That's the insanely chill listener base right there. Pod base. Fucking pod fam squad base. Big ups to the pod squad. You guys. Listener base. Love you. I don't know, though. Do I? Anyway, so shout out to you, Kat, for being super fucking dedicated to the Taco Tuesday cause, even though your neighbor's house exploded. How does a house explode? How does that even fucking happen? Is he cooking meth? I thought that's the only case where things like randomly exploded is when people were cooking meth in their house and they got like the chemical shit wrong, the mixture's wrong, and boom. Boom. There goes the house. How does your house explode? How does that even fucking happen? That's crazy. Step on a landmine or something? Oops, sorry. Hey, guys, be careful. Last night, I left my landmine somewhere in here, and I can't find it this morning. So just kind of be careful when you're walking around. Just keep an extra eye out. Oh, you know what? I dropped the landmine. So dropped the landmine somewhere around here, and just can't see. I'm headed out to work, but just make sure you guys keep an eye out for it. Bye. That's probably what happened, I bet. Must have misplaced my landmine. Let's see. Okay, here's the second one I got. Come on, where are you? There's a whole bunch of DMs here because I needed a horse. Me and Noelle wanted a horse to film with. Okay, here we go. This is from Archie_AN on Twitter. He goes, I hosted a Taco Thursday, which is where I think I went wrong. Gave three people food poisoning. Tacos are only allowed on Tuesdays, apparently. And he spelled allowed, A-L-O-U-D. So tacos are speaking aloud on Tuesdays, apparently. No, tacos are allowed, A-L-L-O-U-D. O-W-E-D on Tuesdays only. Yes, that's correct. That's the only day tacos are allowed. Oh, fuck. My phone's about to die. No. All right, guys. Can you just... Sorry. It's been a lot of shit going down this episode. Just wait 2 seconds. I'm going to get my charger so that I can do the voicemail thing at the end of this episode. Okay? Can you just wait 30 seconds? I'm not going to edit this out. Psych. I edited it out. I wasn't about to make you wait for that shit. Oh, no. Wait. That was just... The screenshot had 1%. I'm fine. I'm at 47, dude. I'm fucking fine. I'm fucking dripping in power. I'm dripping in iPhone power right now. Soaked in charge. 47%, dude. I got charged to blow. I might just load up porn right now and just let it play while I'm recording this because I got so much battery power. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a single fuck. Yeah, so RIP to Taco Tuesday. RIP. You can't see me, but I'm doing the thing. You know, the thing? The Holy Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. Father, Son, Holy Spirit, almonds. And you kiss the sky. RIP to Taco Tuesday. It is no longer. It has been put to rest. Let's see what else is good. I just bought this shirt. I'm wearing the shirt that I literally just bought. Just now. I bought it like an hour ago. Someone asked me, someone kept tweeting me. It was like, yo, you got to start the podcast with the weather because we always just so curious about the weather, which I'm pretty sure only you're curious. And I'm pretty sure you're not even curious. You're just DMing me that because you think it's funny. And it is a little bit funny. So I think I should let you know. It's sunny. There you go. Sunny and pretty hot too. So I'm kind of sweating balls. This shirt that I'm wearing that I just bought is long sleeved. And it's got a whole bunch of Playboy bunnies on the side, which probably sounds weird to people listening, just listening, but I swear it's a cool shirt. I just bought it.
We're taking a quick break to thank our sponsor, TMG Studios. And before you say anything, yes, it's completely fine that my own production company sponsored my own podcast. Daddy's got to scratch his own back sometimes. When you sign up for TMG Studios, you don't just get ad-free episodes of Insanely Chill, you get all of our shows ad-free. And with the Studios tier, you get access to hundreds of unfiltered bonus episodes from our other shows like Brooke and Connor and TMG. So go to tmgstudios.tv and sign up for TMG Studios tier to get access to ad-free and bonus episodes.
I was walking down. There's a store near here and they were like, yeah, you know, I picked out this shirt and I was like, this is super dope. I tried it on and they said, you know who made that shirt is the guy who does Beyonce's merch, the guy who designs all her merch. I was like, what? He's like, yeah, the company that is written on the tag, it says Free and Easy. The reason why it's called that is because he, it's like a personal project for him. It's Free and Easy because he makes so much fucking money designing Beyonce's merch that he can just kind of do this shit. And it's like a free and easy project. It wasn't free for me. No. I was like, well, kind of a weird name considering how fucking expensive this shirt is because it wasn't cheap. But I'm not complaining because people keep complaining to me about how expensive my merch. By the way, yeah, this is something I want to talk about. I don't make the merch. I do the designs and stuff, but I don't handle shipping and all that stuff. That is totally the company. Represent is the company. That's their shit. That they've calculated shipping costs and all that stuff, and that's their whole thing. So I don't tweet me and go, "Why is the shipping $12?" I have no fucking idea. I'm not a postman. Okay, no idea why shipping is that expensive. I don't know what it takes to ship a package anywhere. I don't know. I left my Kindle in Montana and my mom took it back to Canada and she was like, oh, I'll just send it to you. And I was like, are you sure? You know how to do that? She's like, yeah. I'm like, I don't know how to fucking do that. Send a heavy thing, like a device back like to another country? I don't know how the fuck to do that. I mean, I'd figure it out, but it's like, when you tweet me and go, why is shipping $24 to Ukraine? I don't know. I don't know. I don't work for the post office. I don't know what it takes to ship a package to Ukraine. I appreciate the fact that you're buying my merch and getting it sent to Ukraine. That's amazing. You got a rep in Ukraine. You know, we need a serious Ukraine presence. We do. But I don't know why it's that expensive to ship to Ukraine. No idea. I've never sent a single thing to Ukraine. It's not a thing. Never thought about it. Never even been close to sending anything to Ukraine, myself at least. So the company does that, all that stuff, and I'm sure their shipping costs and everything are fair, and they're not like overcharging. I think everything ships out of California maybe, and I'm sure tax is an issue and stuff. I don't know. But speaking of merch, I just put a new shirt in the store yesterday. And I really, really like it. It's a long sleeve shirt. It's got that like Cody Co. like design on the breast, I think. And you can get it in this cool pink color and black. So if you want to do, if you want one of those, that sounds like it's something that interests you, go to CodyCoMerch.com or mood.pizza and maybe buy one if you want to support. And a lot of people have. I put it up in the store yesterday and a bunch of you already bought it. So I very much, people are buying it that have already bought merch. Which is, I'm eternally grateful for that. Thank you so much. It really makes it easier for me to do this shit. And it's fun. Feels like people like the merch. I like doing the merch. So it's a fun project. I really like working on it. So thank you guys. I appreciate it. And if you want to rep in Ukraine, if you're in Ukraine and you want to rep me and Insanely Chill and the, you know, the whole cause, which I don't know what the cause is. I don't really have a cause. My causes make you laugh. If you want to rep that in Ukraine, go ahead. But don't fucking tweet me about $24 shipping because I don't know what it takes to send a package to Ukraine. I don't work for the post office. Anyways, also, While I'm sort of talking about, I'll get to some other shit after, but while I'm sort of plugging shit right now, I have an announcement. Sorry, I had to drink a little bit of water before I make the announcement. Noelle and I have been talking to Full Screen. They want to take the podcast on tour. We want to do the podcast live, and there's a link. There's a link that you can use if you are interested in seeing Noelle and I do this podcast live right in front of you with audience interaction and everything. Sit down for a fucking hour and a half right with you guys and record this podcast live. If that's something you want to see, then hit the link. It's going to be in the description, but here, it's right here. You'd think I would fucking have this up. It's in the description, but I'll read it out right now just so anyone listening, maybe you'll like remember it or something. It's tourdemand.live/Cody-co. Tourdemand.live/Cody-co. So basically what this is just garnering interest for them. They want to make sure that enough people are legitimately interested in this to warrant their effort in making it a live show and producing it and stuff. So if you are actually interested, it would help a lot for you to go to that link. Basically just enter in your location and like your email, and it'll notify you when we actually take the show live, which I hope we can do like within the month if we get enough responses. So I'm kind of hoping, because I know I have a lot of people that listen in California, so I'm kind of hoping that like down in Irvine and stuff would be a cool place to do it. If any of you live near the Irvine Improv or anything. So if you're in Orange County and you actually would come out to this, you know, just make sure you hit that link, enter it in the info to really help. And that would actually make that a reality. So no matter where you are, honestly, nationwide, if you're in New York too and you want to see it, then do it. And that would legitimize them actually sending us to New York and doing a live show, which we could do like in one weekend. It wouldn't really be that much of a production. So hit that link, y'all, and do that for me. I would really appreciate it. Let's see. So what else did I fucking do last week? Noelle and I have some fun stuff coming up. I don't really want to talk about it that much, but we're shooting something this week and it should be up next week. I'm really proud of it, and it should be good. It's kind of why I haven't been posting videos. I am working on a video right now. I'm editing it. It should be up tomorrow or on Thursday, depending on how much time I have to edit today, that I think is really funny. So that'll be up. I know I fucking said that last week and then I didn't do it because I just, there's shit. I don't know right now. I hate when people make excuses, but you know, I just am a weird creative funk a little bit. Things aren't coming to me, and I think it's because, you know, when you're very focused on something and then your mind kind of starts working. Maybe this is just me, but anytime I have something that's working for me that I really enjoy, and I know deep down, like, this is kind of what I'd like to be working on, my mind starts to think about things in the context of how I basically start to perceive things, like, how can this help whatever I'm trying to focus on? Does that make any sense? So like when I used to do Vine a lot, everything that happened to me, I would react, but the way I would perceive things is my mind would think, oh, that's funny. How can I make that a 6-second joke? Whereas now it's like, you know, that's cool. How can I make that a new merch shirt? Or that's cool. How can I make that a YouTube video? Right. But I've been like pretty focused on the podcast and stuff because I really like doing this. And it seems to be going well. People seem to be digging it. So I'm kind of, you know, my mind is a little bit scattered right now. Whereas like before, I was like very focused on like my main channel, and I still am. I still absolutely am. There still will be weekly videos. I'm basically just explaining why there hasn't been one for a little bit. I deleted my last one because I didn't like it. So I'm sorry, and I'll get some shit up on that channel. Just stick with me, baby. It's what it's all about. I did Rye. And Rye Dune and Brandon Calvillo's podcast last weekend. We talked about last week. I think I recorded on Friday. I have no idea when the fuck it's going to be up, but I think we talked about some fun stuff. We did. There was So I go there, right? we're recording in Studio City, so I drive an hour, and I'm already like a little bit late because there was hella traffic getting over there. And I stop at the Starbucks by their place, and I'm like, I need to like basically a really quick bite to eat so I could think on the podcast, because when I don't have food, I can't fucking think. My mind just doesn't work. And so I pick something out, and then I get a coffee, and I'm the second person in line. The first people in line are a couple, and they're ordering together. And he goes, "Hey, do you guys still have those raspberry blintzes?" It wasn't actually a blintz. It was, I think he asked for like a raspberry scone or something, but blintz is funnier. I'm asking for a raspberry blintz. "Hey, do you guys still have those raspberry blintz here?" And the lady was like, "No, sorry, we discontinued those." And he was like, "No shit. Really? You know, I never got to taste one." And the cashier was like, "Oh, you didn't?" And he was like, "You know what? No, I didn't. I never got to taste one. I looked at them. They look real good. Love a good raspberry blintz. And she was like, "Yeah, we discontinued them, unfortunately. So they were good, though. They were really good. I had one." And the guy was like, "Did you?" And she's like, "Yeah, I did. This whole fucking thing is happening right in front of me." And the guy is like already paid, I'm pretty sure, or about to pay, but is just not giving the girl his fucking card because of this stupid conversation about a raspberry blintz. And I'm standing there like in a rush, basically, right? I'm like, I got to get a bite to eat. I'm already late to this thing. I'm here recording for an hour. I need this coffee. Like, let's go. These people are fucking waiting on me. And you guys are having this stupid, pointless conversation about raspberry blintzes. It doesn't matter if they're good or not. They're gone, dude. They're gone. Let it go. "Really? I never got to have one." Let it go then. Then it's over. Then you don't need to spend any more of your mental real estate, and I've said that term too many times in the past, on a fucking raspberry blintz. You don't have to. Stop thinking about it. They're gone. It's not worth your effort anymore. Don't you have things to do? Why are you just standing here talking about something that doesn't even exist anymore? I say after I gave a fucking sermon about Taco Tuesday. It's like, I just don't understand those stupid little small talk conversations. Like, both those people left and their lives were totally the same. The cashier and that guy. I mean, the guy knows now that he'll never have a raspberry blintz from fucking Starbucks. And I guess he knows that they taste all right, according to the cashier. But if that conversation was removed, both of them would be exactly the same. And I would be where I need to go faster. I just don't get it. Like, don't you have shit to do? Or are you just chilling? On a Friday afternoon, it was Friday at like noon. Like, don't you have a job or shit to do? Maybe not. I know people, some people work from home and all that shit, but I just don't, like, I feel like there should be something a little bit more important than having this dumb conversation about a raspberry blintz. I say that, but then I'm like, man, it would be nice to be that chill. Just to have nothing on your mind. Just moseying into your neighborhood Starbucks and asking about non-existent pastries. "Hey, whatever happened to those little cream cheese bagel bites that you guys had before?" "Oh yeah, we discontinued those last year." "Oh, bummer. Those were so good. RIP to those. Father, Son, Holy Spirit, almonds to those." If that was your main concern, if that was your worry, just talking about fucking old pastries and you have nothing else on your mind, you have nothing else to do, that would be kind of nice, honestly. Because on my mind, I was like, I gotta record this, gotta drive all the way back. My friend's flying in, gotta pick him up from the airport, gotta record the podcast with Danny Duncan, gotta edit it, gotta edit a video for my main channel. Now, I'm not flexing about how fucking busy I am. I hate when people do that, but I'm saying I had things on my mind, right? I feel like I'm a little bit stressed nowadays. No, you know what it is? It's coffee, I think. I realized that recently. I'm reaching out to the camera. Like, you get it, right? I'm also holding my mug way up high in the air again. But I realize this is, I think this is just another sign of me getting older, is that shit is affecting me more. I've said this before, but it's like, you know, I get hung over more easily and all this stuff. Coffee is one thing I realize now. I can't have more than 1.5 cups anymore. It's getting smaller. Before it was 2, and I could have one in the morning, then one around noon. Now, then it became, nope, you can't have any afternoon. You have to have it before noon. But it was still 2 cups. Now it's about 1.5. If I have 2, then I basically get crippling anxiety all day. And I never used to get anxiety. I didn't even know what the fuck it is. People used to talk about anxiety all the time, and I was like, I don't know what that... Are you just making that up? No, I mean, I didn't think anxiety didn't exist, but I was like, I don't know what it is. I feel like you're just saying that because you don't want to go outside. But now I fucking get it, dude. Anxiety is bad. I'm just like, I'm just panicky. But like nothing. I'm just like sitting there like, fuck. That's what I'm thinking. Fuck. I'm not even thinking fuck about anything. I'm just fuck. That's what having anxiety feels like to me, at least when I have too much coffee. It feels like I'm just going, you can't relax and nothing's okay. And fuck. So maybe that's what it is. Maybe that's why I feel so busy. I'm trying to cool it. There's water in this cup. I'm not even drinking coffee right now. I think it's just 1 cup for me now. 1 cup, wake up, have the cup, and then forget about coffee. Unless you want to just be thinking, fuck, Or maybe I just need to drink more coffee. So I can get used to it. My fucking whip my pussy body back in shape. What else did I want to talk about today? What else is on the old mind? Here's something I just randomly thought of. My potential intern is giving me a call today. He's got like another thing that he's doing today. And then I think he's going to come up this week. And we're going to start this fucking channel. We're going to start vlogging. That's right. So I need some fun to do this weekend. It's Sam's birthday. He's coming up. And I want to do something fun for him with his birthday. With him, I mean, for his birthday. And the intern's going to be filming the whole thing. So it's got to be fun and quirky. And I don't know. I have a couple ideas. But if you guys have any ideas, then go ahead and shoot me a DM on the Twitter. It's at insanely_chill, but you know that. This is what I wanted to fucking...
What's in here?
Nor. Yeah, this is what I was going to say about the conversations thing, is that the Starbucks conversation thing. So the reason why it bugged me, and this is, I just have this written down, this is why I'm going back to this, but... It's like, why does it bug me so goddamn much? I don't know. A similar thing happened to me actually, we had this funny sketch idea once for it. Cause it happens in Ubers, right? That's always my example is, I ask people, do you like talking to Uber drivers? And like, I can totally tell what type of person they are if they say yes or no to that. Because to me, it's like this conversation, I'm getting nothing out of this at all. So like, why waste energy? Why waste my thoughts? Why waste my thoughts? My thoughts are rare these days. It's very rare that I have thoughts. And so if once I have them, why waste them on you when I'm never going to speak to you again in my entire life? Right? And so we had this fucking funny sketch idea for self-driving Ubers. Wait, my roommate might be home. Hold on. I'm going to check. Never mind. The fucking mailman. Mailing shit to Ukraine, probably. We should ask him. We should fucking get him in here. Get him as a guest on the podcast. Hey, dude. So just a quick question here. A lot of my followers, they tweet me and they ask me why shipping is so expensive to Ukraine. So why? He'd be like, I don't fucking know, dude. Anyways, self-driving Ubers. So we had a funny sketch about a self-driving Uber that like talks to you. Because you get in and they're like, they ask you, like, they're like, do you know the easiest way to wherever you're going? You're like, no, dude, that's why I get on an Uber. You have a GPS. Don't you just fucking use that? Or they're like, yeah, I love driving for Uber. I love being my own boss and you can make your own hours. And oh, man, can you imagine that, a car talking to you? I don't know. Maybe it's not that funny. It's funnier when it was funnier in my head. Now I regret saying it. But it's like, that's why those little like fucking cashier robots are dope at the grocery store. Cause you don't have to deal with anything. You just do it all yourself. But I feel like one day someone's going to come along and be like, someday somebody's going to come along and be like, oh, we should put a fucking personality in these things. So you like have to, like, as you're like, you know, like checking out and you're scanning your avocados on the thing, the little robot's like, Taco Tuesday tonight? And you're like, unfortunately, no. My friend killed it out of the blue. He's like, oh, bummer. You know what? That would be kind of nice now that I'm thinking about it. I would like to have a little conversation with the cashier robot at the grocery store. No, I'm kidding. I don't. Because you know what happened the other day at fucking Whole Foods? I'm on the way to acting class and I stop at Whole Foods and I get two things. I get a thing of curry chicken salad. Very good, by the way, from Whole Foods. Shout out to Whole Foods. Curry chicken salad. Very good. I get a thing of curry chicken salad. I get a thing of some broccoli crunch salad. Again, very good. Hit that up if you ever go to Whole Foods. Broccoli crunch. Got some bacon in it. Super good. So I get a thing of both of those. I go to the five items or less line. And this lady is in the line. And the cashier is checking her out and scanning what is clearly more than five items. Clearly, I would go as far as saying it was even 10, possibly even 12 items that she is scanning in the five item or less aisle. Now, 12, as you guys probably know, is much more than five. It's over twice the amount of five items. So what was that late when, I don't know what the lady was doing. I mean, what are you doing? The line, it clearly says five items or less. Whose fault was it? Was it the chick that decided to just go in that line, even though she had 12 items? Probably seeing the other lines are longer and just thinking, oh, well, I'm better than all those people and my time is more important. So fuck, I always end up like contradicting myself or being a hypocrite. What during this podcast, I always just end up fucking refuting myself. I was talking before, I was hating on these people about their Starbucks conversation because my time is more important. I basically was like the conclusion of that. And now I'm ripping on this chick for thinking that she's better than all the other people in her line because she went to the shorter line so she could get through faster. Who am I? I don't know which side I'm on. I just know that when I'm in a situation, I'm more important. I'm the one I think of. I don't think of these things till I'm recording a podcast. So anyways, okay, so whose fault was it? Was it hers or was it the cashier who chose to check her out even though she saw the 12 items and was like, this is very clearly more than five? I don't know. You know, it's like the person that drives up the merge lane all the way up to the front in bumper-to-bumper traffic and then decides to merge. That dude, to me, is an asshole. I usually try to go when everyone else is going, you know. I mean, depending on if I'm a rush or not. No, I'm kidding. I usually try to merge in the back with everyone else. Because I feel like, you know, in those situations, that's the right thing to do. And then there's the person that goes all the way to the front and they merge. And there's always a person that lets them do it. And that's the cashier lady. She let her do it. She saw the 12 items and she was like, well, whatever. There's nobody else in this line right now. So sure, I can take you. No. It's the principle of it. No, it's, you know what's not. It's not. See, there I go. I go contradicting myself again because, you know, it's, if she doesn't check her out, if there's nobody else in that line, then it is wasted time. Then it is wasted time. It's time wasted that this chick could, you know, that she could be in the other line wasting time, but then she came to this one because there's no one in it. So I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. I just thought in that moment I was pretty fucking annoyed. But at the same time, it's like I skip my boarding group all the time on planes. You know, it's like boarding group, because I'm always boarding group G, like always just like the last one. You know what I mean? Boarding group W. Like, I'm the only one in that boarding group for some reason. It's like boarding group 1, 2, 3, and then X. And I'm in that one, which is like a special one that they board very, very, very last. Like, right before they close the door. Boarding group, ampersand? And I'm like, I didn't even know this was a fucking group. They're like, oh, no, it's just you. So I guess it's not technically a group, but... You know, why? I don't think anyone has had boarding group one. I don't think you've had it. Think about when you've flown Southwest or whatever. Have you ever had boarding group one? Nope. Nobody's ever had it. I don't even think it exists. I think airlines are just that shitty that they just want to make you feel like a piece of shit whenever they can, the cheap ones at least. And so they just put boarding group three on everyone's. And then they go, boarding group one. And you're like, I swear to God, nobody got on for that group. Boarding group two. Boarding group L. Like, what? So when I get the chance, I skip my boarding group because I'm like, they're not going to fucking check. When I'm boarding group three, I go in and boarding group two or one. And I just like hope to God that they don't like see the... That's always my worst nightmare, that they're going to see my boarding pass and go, sir, you're in a later boarding group in front of everyone. And everyone just shames me. Boo! You tried to skip on us? Boo! You probably go through the 5-item line with 12 items, don't you? So, I don't know. Basically, I'm just a giant hypocrite. I don't really know who I am or what side I take on anything. These are just the daily musings of an influencer such as myself. Ugh, hated saying that. Just kidding. Know that I'm not serious there. Okay, guys, we did, what else do I want to say? Oh, yeah, but then, you know why boarding groups are bullshit? Because no one knows how to get on a fucking plane anyways. Why are people so bad at getting on planes? Like, you know, it takes me 5 seconds. I have one bag that I just throw in the top thing. I put my backpack under the seat and I get in. But every other person has to get 3 magazines from their upper bag after they put it up there in the overhead. They got to get 3 magazines out. They got to put their wallet back in there. They got to grab their passport out of the thing. They take their jacket off. It's like, how have you not flown before? Do all this shit before you get on the plane, so that you're not doing it in a tiny little hallway when there's 500 people behind you trying to get on too. You know, like putting their back, grabbing their book out of the thing and then putting it up, putting their jacket up and then sitting down and then realizing, oh, I forgot the thing, standing back up. And people have like 6 overhead bags. And it's like, you know what it's like. You know when you leave, you know the context, you know what you're doing. So just make it easier on yourself and everyone. It's like people that go through security wearing like every type of jewelry. It's like... Did you not know that you were going to go through a metal detector when you got to the plane? Do you really need to wear 8 pounds of jewelry? It takes 50 minutes for you to take all that off. You know, it's like fucking people that wear like lace-up boots and shit going through security. It's like, you know you're going to have to take this shit off. What are you doing? Just wear slippers for the flight. Slide out. Wear sweatpants. Don't wear a belt. I mean, I do that sometimes. But, you know... Could you imagine if you got in your car that way every day? You just forgot how to get in a car and you brought 6 bags and you put the bag in the back and then you're like, wait, I forgot my magazine, forgot my iPhone in the back and you got to grab that out and put your wallet. No, you know how to get in a car. You do it every day, probably on your way to work. And so you have that totally optimized. You probably have some sort of briefcase or a backpack that you put in the same place every time you get in your car, and then you swing in your car and you put your iPhone in the same place. Why don't you just do that for flying? People are so bad at getting on planes. Oh, you guys see the eclipse? You guys see that shit? Pretty cool, right? I thought it was pretty cool. I thought it was really cool. It's actually kind of a funny story. I didn't really know what I was going to do. I knew like that I would be up in the morning and I'd be watching for it, but I didn't know. I didn't really have any plans to get glasses or anything. I didn't really know where I could get those. I was kind of just, you know, playing it by eye, I guess, playing it by ear. And Adam texts us I gotta stop fucking name dropping because it's just like I talk about Adam way too much on this podcast. It's just funny because this would only really happen to him. I feel like, I don't know. He just texts us and he's like, hey, he really wanted to see the eclipse. And so he was like researching where to get glasses. And apparently they gave them out at like a library. And so he planned it out. He was like, I'm going to go surfing in the morning. I'm going to go to the library, get the glasses so I can watch it. And he texted this the night before. And so I was kind of like, it was Sunday. I was chilling with someone. So I was like, I'm just going to fucking play by ear. I'm not going to plan anything. So I woke up in the morning. He was like, oh, okay, I'm getting in the water now. And then I'm going to go to the library after. And he's like stressing out. I'm like, okay. So I go back to sleep, wake up like an hour later. And he's like, it's probably like 9 by this point. He's like, God damn it. He's like, I went to the library. They didn't have any more glasses and I'm so pissed. So now I'm just going home. And this is a lifelong, or like, you know, this is once in a lifetime thing, the eclipse. The next one is going to happen in 90 years or whatever. So he's like, man, I'm so pissed at myself. This is such a big thing and I fucked it up. I didn't plan accordingly and all this stuff. And I was like, yeah, dude, that sucks. And then Marcus, so he's like on his way home and then he lives in Santa Monica. Marcus texts us and he goes, hey, I'm bringing glasses home right now. I was like, perfect. So he brought glasses home that he got at work and we went out to the boardwalk and there was like 60 people out there all sharing glasses and they all had the little telescopes and stuff that people had built and little pinhole cameras. Everyone was seeing the eclipse. You weren't not seeing the eclipse if you were out there. People were making other people look at the eclipse. It was a surplus of glasses, too many. And it just was sad and kind of funny to me that Adam was like probably at home pissed off at himself. I think he actually ended up finding some glasses too, which is like, it was just a funny scenario. It's always happens that way when the people that is like, you plan shit and all this stuff and shit doesn't work out. And the person who doesn't give a fuck is the one that benefits the most. I'm not saying don't give a fuck about stuff. I'm just saying, I feel like a lot of the times things end up like that. I mean, yeah. Not for me, but that was one of the moments where it worked out. And the eclipse was beautiful. It was beautiful. Really, really cool. My buddy Devin like drove out to the middle of the country and or wherever, Idaho or some shit, to watch like the totality. And he was sending pictures. It was crazy. Just went like completely dark for however many minutes, 2.5 minutes or something. It was like completely dark. Man, it's dope. And then I ended up... Here's how fucking stupid I am. So Marcus has the glasses on. He's looking up at the eclipse. And I'm like, someone was taking a picture of him doing that. And I was standing beside him. And I was like, oh, it'd be so funny for the picture if I looked up at the eclipse without the glasses on. Because, you know, you're not supposed to do that. And people say you're going to go blind if you look at the eclipse. So I did it. Without thinking, I just like looked up and I was like, take the picture. And then I was like, wait. Looked down afterwards and my eyes like sort of stung a little bit. I mean, it kind of felt like just general sun sensitivity, but I was like, holy fuck. I just did what everyone said not to do. Look at the eclipse. I just did it. I thought I wasn't doing it. Cause I was like joking around. It was like a little joke. You know what I mean? I was like, come on, for the sake of the Snapchat, do it. It's not the same, right? If you're snapping, you won't go blind. So fucking stupid. And then we were like Googling afterwards. We're like, how long does it take to go blind after you look at the eclipse? And we found out it was like 12 hours or something when people start to see stuff. So I was like just kind of waiting with bated breath all day. I was like, God, I hope to God that tonight I don't just go blind. But I think I'm good. I think I'm good. Doesn't really feel like I had any eye damage, but who knows? Maybe it's just, you know, late. It'll be a late onset thing. Hopefully not. It's kind of a scary thought. Let's see. I think it might be time. What time is it? I think it might be time for a little voicemail hour. Last time I couldn't think of a good name for this segment of the podcast. I was like voicemail, and I couldn't come up with a second word that started with a V because I wanted some alliteration. And so many people tweeted me. They're like, voicemail vibes, voicemail vibes. No, I'm naming it voicemail hour. That's what I'm naming it. Even though it's not even going to be close to an hour. If anything, it's going to be 15 minutes max. But I'm going to call it voicemail hour because I like that. It sounds like a FM radio segment or something. Welcome back to voicemail hour. And I was actually going to record like a little intro and like echo it and stuff like that. voicemail hour. And I'm going to do that. I didn't have time to do it this morning. But I did. I tweeted out the number very briefly. I tweeted it out for like 10 minutes this morning and I got like 200 messages. So if you want to be someone who leaves a voicemail, make sure you follow the Twitter. It's at insanely_chill. I'm going to be tweeting the number like an hour before I record every week, or every week I decide to do this. And that'll be the only time you have to figure out. And the number is going to be different every week. So let's see what we got. I'm going to go to the very beginning of the voicemail list because last time I played the people who left them last. So actually, you know what? I'd like to read the very, very first one. Let's listen to this, shall we?
Hey, I missed the voicemail last time, which I was pretty upset about. But I got this time.
You did?
I just wanted to say...
Don't waste it.
Hey! Have a good one.
I'm going to give that a 6 out of 10. Actually, it was 7. It was funny. I think you were imitating a voicemail from last time, right? Last time, one of the girls went, at the very end of hers. And you did that. And then you had a solid ending. Now, if you're a first-time listener here, what I look for in these voicemails is a solid... I look for a beginning, a middle, and an end. I want it to be about 20 to 30 seconds. I want there to be a nice arc. And then I want it to close very well, which wasn't the best job of explaining. I meant like, I want a good conclusion. I want you to say, okay, bye. Or, you know, just and a good ending. I feel like things don't end properly a lot of times with me, at least. I'll say a statement and then I'll be like, and yeah, which is not a good way to end something. You want to end on a strong note. So let's listen to this one. This one's 14 seconds.
That's the stupidest fucking message I've ever heard in my life. Number one.
Hey, what the fuck? She's talking about my voicemail greeting? I set my own custom greeting because I like to do that. And this was it.
You've reached Insanely Chill. This is, the podcast. Go ahead and say something funny, but just, you know, keep it not racist. All right? Thanks.
Keep it not racist, right? That was fine. That wasn't stupid. You can't roast me. I'm roasting your voicemails. You can't roast mine. Fucking bullshit. This one's a minute and 11. Hell no. Not listening to that. Sorry. That is way too long. What do you think this is? A minute and 11? What the fuck? This podcast is an hour long. That is... That's... 1.6%. I just had to use the calculator for that. Fuck. All right, this one. Okay, here we go. 36 seconds. No, don't call it, you fucking idiot. Oh my God. Come on, here we go. Okay. 34 seconds here.
Hey, Cody. It's Raquel.
Hey, Raquel. Weird name.
I don't know why I just said where I'm from, but... Anyways,
I didn't hear it.
I love the podcast.
Thank you.
And I love you.
Thank you.
And I don't know what to say because I'm at work and I just ran out of my office like an idiot. But anyways, you're the best part of my day.
Aww.
I listen to you in the morning and then when you upload, I watch you in the evening. And yeah, I'm ending off this voicemail pretty badly. But love you. Bye.
Okay. No, you made it back. You made it back. That was a pretty good ending, honestly. Usually they're like, yeah, you did say that one time, but then you were like, love you, bye. And so like a strong ending. And I appreciate the fact that you left your office to leave a voicemail, but I guess it was worth it maybe for you if you like the podcast and you're now on it. So maybe it was worth it for you, but still you should be, if you had work to do. Actually, no, that's not true. I used to leave the office for all sorts of shit. I took any excuse I had to leave the office. So good for you. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. See what else we got.
Hi, Cody. Sup, brah. Was
Ooh.
Just going to say that
Cringe.
I turned on all my notifications just so I could call me the goddamn voicemail. So can you please make sure you're posting good shit, all right?
Posting.
Second of all, you like mayonnaise on your French fries? You're Canadian. It's got to be poutine, gravy and cheese curds. That's it. Bye.
Pretty good ending. I thought she was going to fuck it up, but no. Okay, here's the thing with fucking poutine. Poutine, whenever I tell someone I'm Canadian, they're like, oh, you... I think the male guy's here again. How many fucking male dudes are there? I told you again, this is the loudest community anywhere of all time. But this is the thing about being Canadian and telling people I'm Canadian. I never really ate poutine growing up. It wasn't really a thing. There was one place, downtown Calgary, that opened, I think maybe even after I left for college, 17th Ave, there's a poutine place there. So whenever I go back now, whenever I'm drunk downtown, I'll eat there. But that's really the only time that poutine was ever part of my life as a Canadian. I don't know if it's just not really a thing in Calgary or what. So whenever I tell people I'm Canadian, they're like, oh, poutine. And I'm like, yeah, I guess. What, like what? It's weird. To me, it feels like something like a lobster roll. You know, those are big in New England. You know, if someone's like, oh, I'm from the States. Oh, good lobster rolls there in some part of the country. I mean, I guess a lot of lobster roll isn't really inherently American, is it? Whereas like poutine was like invented by Canadians, I think. Probably. It just was never really... I do love it though. I love poutine. I do. I really, really enjoy it. I love just absolutely... gluttonous meals like that where it's just like a fucking last week I had carne asada fries at Cabo Cantina, which was just, oh my god, it was fucking diabetes on a plate. It was insane. These thick steak fries just covered in queso cheese, guacamole, carne asada, sour cream, dude. Oh my god, it was just obesity. That was the obesity problem in America in one dish right there. Carne asada fries. And I loved them. I ate the shit out of them. And so whenever I actually used to go to Montreal and shit, I would get poutine. So I was lying before when I said that was the only time. I did used to get it on the, I guess, east side of Canada. And I used to love it. We used to go to this place in Montreal called Saint Hubert Chicken. I don't really know what the opinion is of Saint Hubert now, if you're from Montreal or Quebec or whatever. I would like to know how Saint Hubert is kind of seen in the chicken marketplace, in the fast casual chicken marketplace. Because I know Nando's is a spot. I've been there in London, and I think they're elsewhere, and so I've been there before. That's really the only other fast casual chicken place. So I want to know, where does it stand in the market? Is it a classy joint? Is it... people kind of see it as gross. I loved it. Me and my buddy used to always look forward to going to Montreal for diving meets because we would get the chicken poutine from Saint Hubert. Oh, there's no more space left on my memory card. Really? Damn it. How did I fuck this up? I want to stop it soon. I wasn't even done with the voicemails. You know what? I'm just going to keep going with the voicemails. Or maybe I'll delete something off this so I can continue filming. Just give me a second here. Hello, we're back. Sorry, guys. Okay, let's see what else we got here. 17 seconds.
Hi, I just want to know if you would be able to tell me how you met the following people. Sam, Devin, Colby, Marcus. We know how you met Noelle, so I'll go see Summer. Thanks, bye.
Oh, good. Hey. That was good. I like questions. I like that. Okay, Sam, I met through Devin. Devin and him, they grew up together. And so when we moved to LA, Devin and I moved to LA, he goes, yo, you got to meet my buddy Sam. He lives in San Diego. And I was like, I don't know what the fuck San Diego is. Never even been there. I've heard of it. I know it exists, but let's do it. So we drove down one weekend. We had the best weekend. And I stayed with Sam and we became really good friends ever since then. Marcus. I met Marcus in college in my computer science 108 class. He was a big time nerd, but a great dude all around. And me and Devin totally, you know, he was like, yo, actually Devin met him first. And Devin was like, yo, you got to meet Marcus. He's cool. And so we met you know, it's rare to find a cool person in a computer science class. It really is. Generally, you just don't really want to. I just didn't really have many things in common with people in computer science classes besides computer science. And I don't want to talk about that when I'm not doing computer science. So he's like, "Oh, you got to meet Marcus. He's actually cool." And so we met him. We hit it off. We've been friends ever since. What was the other person? What did you say?
Hi. I just want to know if you would be able to tell me how you met the following people. Sam, Devin, Colby, Marcus. We know how you met Noelle. So
Devin, I met, I've said this before, I think, but I met him we joined the same fraternity. Same with Colby. That's how I met him. And Summer as well. We were all in the same frat. And someone DM'd me and they go, "Yo, can you please talk about your frat days?" I have it written down. I was going to do it today, but I want to think about that a little bit more before I do it, because I want to think about what exactly I want to talk about, because there's a lot of there's a lot of absurdity to frat culture and stuff like that. And so I want to figure out how I'm going to talk about it on the podcast. Let's see here.
All right, I'm calling again. It's Sophia. I forget where you said it, but like you said something about being in a frat.
Oh my God. I just stopped it because I know she's going to ask me to talk about my frat days. I will talk about them. I have a lot of funny stories. I just got to figure out which ones I want to tell.
Yo, dude, do you even burn, bro? What's up? Going next, straight out of Canada. I'm from Winnipeg too. What do you think is the biggest shithole in Canada?
Winnipeg, 100%.
Winnipeg could be Edmonton. I know you're from Calgary, so you probably do hate Edmonton. Let me know. Thanks, Cody. Bye.
All right, this is what I think. Edmonton, I think, is fine. I think it's fine. I do think it's a shithole. Winnipeg is the biggest shithole I've ever been to, besides like Regina, which is a city in Saskatchewan. Yeah, that's a real city name. Regina. Winnipeg is the biggest shithole I've ever been to. I hate that city so much. No offense. I know you live there. You can actually take offense to that if you want. I hate it. I'm not going to stop hating it. I hate it. I've been there like 6 times. I've hated it every single time. I have enough experience in that city to know that I'm just always going to hate it. So hate Winnipeg. There you go. Sorry that you live there. Thanks for calling in, though. Appreciate it. Let's see, 19 seconds.
Hi, this is Madison. This is Taylor. We just want to let you know that we live in Florida, and we agree that it pretty much fucking sucks.
Yeah, we live in America's basement. Honestly, it sucks.
Okay, good job being good. Bye.
Oh, bad ending. Oh, that ending gets a 2 out of 15. Fuck. It was so bad. Good job being good. But thank you for calling in. I appreciate Madison and whatever the other girl's name is. That was, "Hi, I'm Madison and this is Kelsey and we love your podcast."
Oh man, I was really looking forward to saying something racist. God damn it. Well, fine, I guess. I'm just going to say I'd like to put it in Hassan Piker's butt. So.
Oh, shout out to him. I think I'm going to get him on the podcast, actually. That's my friend. I thought it was Hassan. Maybe it's Hassan Piker. I don't really know how to pronounce his first name, honestly. But so I guess he's not that close of a friend. He is. I've seen him all the time. So, and he texted me. He's like, "Yo, I want to get on the podcast." And I think he actually has his own now. So maybe look that up. I think I'm going to get him on maybe soon, hopefully.
Hey Cody, it's Talia. Just wanted to say that I love the podcast, and I think that you're doing a really good job of really just breaking the stigma that elderly people have.
Oh, fuck you. Dude, we were doing so good. We had 5, 6, 7 maybe voicemails without a single old joke, and then you went and fucked it up, didn't you? Whoever that was. This one's 3 seconds. This has got to be bad. Good. Good. Was that just a fart? That might have just been a fart, honestly. And I like that. I'm going to end it on that. The battery's dying on my camera, and we've already been recording for 1 hour and 5 minutes. So, guys, I'm going to be doing this voicemail hour. That was it for this voicemail hour, but I'm going to be doing this probably weekly. I really like doing it. So stay tuned next time. Follow the Twitter if you want, and maybe even turn the notifications on if you want to know what the number is. to call into for next week. And maybe I'll set aside some more time for this so we can listen to more. Hit the merch store, guys, CodyCoMerch.com, and cop like one of the new long sleeves. You can get it in black and pink, and it's cool. It's not as cool as this shirt that I'm wearing right now, but it's almost as cool. And so I would appreciate the support. You can always donate on Patreon if you want. It's patreon.com/CodyCo. Follow me on all social media at CodyCo, and hit that link and do that survey if you want to see me live with me and Noel. I would love to meet all you guys. I would do a meet and greet afterwards and stuff like that. So that's something I'm very, very interested. I want to do it. So if you could fill out that survey, that would be huge. I would really appreciate it. Thanks for listening, guys. Have a great day. You know, just remember though, that it is only Wednesday. So, you know, keep working at it. You still got half the week ahead, but then there's the weekend, and I'll see you guys next week. Love you guys. Psych.